Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Michael Steele podcast. I'm Michael Steele. And as you know, we're having this conversation with a guy who shook the political world a bit back in 2016 with an independent run for the presidency to, in one sense, protest, but in another sense, raise high a flag, a warning about the direction the country was headed in 2016. A lot of those concerns have since played themselves out. He's now a candidate for the U.S. Senate in Utah, Evan McMullen. So what should we expect from Senator McMullen?
Well, what I'm committed to is putting the people of Utahns first and serving my constituents, not special interest groups, not party bosses, not parties. I'm going to just put my people first. That's what I want to do. That's what excites me, the possibility of doing that. You know, I'm not taking any PAC or special interest group money because even though many people warned me, you won't be able to raise the money you need to run this race if you don't do that. They're smart people. I appreciated the advice. But it's, you know, money in politics has really been one of the corrupting forces. And so when I say that I'm running as an independent, it's not just I'm not a member of a party. It's that I want to be independent of other forces that get in the way of simply serving one's constituents. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way, you know, I'll serve as a senator. And, you know, I'm going to be, if we prevail, I'll be an independent in the Senate, standing between two parties, certainly in coalition, as I say, with other pro-democracy senators. You know, that's a cross-partisan group, just as our coalition is cross-partisan. But I'm going to work with anybody and everybody who wants to do something good for Utah and for the nation. And that means that, you know, if there's a senator or a group of senators who I disagree with 90% of the time, I'll work with them on the 10% of things we agree with. And that's got to be the way that our system functions. So, you know, I imagine that running and if we winning this way will make Utah and our coalition in Utah and beyond the most powerful political coalition in the country. Because it will mean in a divided Senate, and the Senate will still be very closely divided no matter what after this election. May not be as divided as it is now, but it will be closely divided. The vote that we will have through this seat, you know, Utah and this coalition will make it incredibly influential. We will be one of the final votes on most important pieces of legislation, if not all of them. And we will use that to do a tremendous amount of good and hopefully pull parties back towards, you know, back towards the majority of Americans who want effective common sense governance.
Well, one of the first big votes that you'll have to cast will be for majority leader. And I'm sure you've had to, you know, address that issue at some point in this process. Have you reconciled in your head how you leverage that between those two Goliaths that will be arguably competing for that vote, particularly as you noted, if the Senate remains closely divided? I think Democrats hold the Senate, quite honestly. I think when you look at the candidates that are running in places like Arizona and Pennsylvania and Ohio, you just sort of shake your head and go, okay, I don't think the GOP is going to be getting in Georgia. I just don't think they're going to be picking up the Senate with Herschel Walker.
Right.
So that puts you in a very commanding spot as a U.S. Senator coming in the door, holding the votes of Republicans, independents, and Democrats from Utah.
Yes, that's right. You know, I've pledged not to caucus with either side. I'll say that, you know, and the reason for that is I do believe that maintaining independence is the kind of representation that Utah needs. And it's the kind of leadership that the country needs from Utah, frankly, and from this coalition. So I've pledged to maintain my independence. If I say I'm going to caucus with one side or the other, then the other part
immediately becomes partisan.
Yeah, right. And then the other part of the coalition drops off, and I've got to be able to look, you know, Republicans, Democrats, and independents in the eye in Utah and say, you are an equal part of this coalition, and I'm committed to representing you. So I'm not going to caucus, and the two caucuses, they'll decide, you know, who leads them. I won't have a say in that. That's true. What I will say is that my priorities are defending American democracy and standing up to the extremists that threaten it, lowering healthcare costs, lowering inflation, getting our fiscal house in order, protecting our air and water in Utah and nationally.
Right.
And then making sure I come from a national security background, having served with the CIA. And so I want to make sure that we remain a strong, a strong nation militarily or from a national security sense more broadly. And a lot goes into that. But those are my priorities. And, you know, I will use my influence in the Senate to the maximum extent I can to achieve, you know, results on those things. So in the Senate, if we prevail and I'm there, you know, I will, you know, I'm sure have a lot of conversations and figure out, you know, what, you know, how best can I position myself and who, you know, with whom will I be able to get things done for Utah and the country. Now, I'm going to do that as an independent, but just as I'm forming a coalition here in Utah to win this race, I will form coalitions in the Senate to get things done on those and other important issues.
Well, you'll have some immediate friends that I can think of, coming into that effort. Both Democrats and Republicans, obviously, are Murkowski or junior senator from Utah, former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, who, you know, has both state and federal experience and knows the nuances of things like that. And certainly on the Democratic side, a number of Democrats and some of the new folks who may be coming into the Senate, Fetterman from Pennsylvania, for example, seem like the kind of Democrats who would be looking for that coalition. So having that in place, how are you dealing with now or being impacted now, but certainly will be impacted by issues that are not necessarily listed on the priority list of things that you're looking to take with you to Washington? As you mentioned, environmental issues, national security issues coming out of both the needs of the state and your background. But do you also then have, for example, birth control? Now the Supreme Court has changed the conversation on that, and there may be one way or the other efforts to promote or prevent national, federal legislation on abortion. Certainly gun control is another one on the heels of the devastating killing of the innocents that we've seen from Buffalo to Uvalde. How does a Senator McMullen look at those issues from the independent perch that you're trying to create?
Well, yeah, it's such an important question, Michael, because certainly I have my priorities that I think are critical for Utah and for the nation, but there are other things going on, as you point out as well. Look, I think, you know, in Utah, we have two clear examples of different styles of senator, right? So you have Senator Romney, who you mentioned, who I consider to be a good friend,
yep,
who is, you know, in the room where it happens, to put it in Hamilton speak, right?
Yeah.
Every time, every time there's an important bill or an important discussion going
true,
on.
True, he's there.
He's there. And you know what? Every single American in this country, everybody listening to this podcast, I don't care what state you're in, you know, you should expect that, in my opinion, both of your senators take that approach, because that's right, where you have the most influence. That's where your voice is heard. Well, with Senator Lee here in Utah, we have another style. And his style is one that's more about performative obstructionism than it is about constructive governance. And so for Senator Lee, it's all about, you know, voting no all the time while offering no real feasible alternatives. and then going on cable news and beating your chest about our lost constitution, which you betrayed yourself in 2020, you know, and it's just, it's all performative. It's just, there's no results. In 12 years of service, Mike Lee has passed four bills, one of them named a post office, one of them named a veteran center, and two, I think, were land swaps. You know,
the old reliable post office.
Oh yeah, you know, when you're in trouble, you know, that's what you get done. It's funny, you know, I spent a few years working in Congress as a national security advisor and then the chief policy director for the House Republicans. You know, a lot of Americans don't realize this, but you know, the Freedom Caucus guys, you know, the extreme guys, frankly, on either side of the political spectrum, they get nothing done.
Nothing.
They get nothing done. And they raise lots of money and they're on cable television a lot. They get nothing done and their constituents.
So true.
So what kind of approach would I take? I would take one very similar to that of Senator Romney in the sense that I'm going to be in the room where it happens. And because I think that's the job. It's not just voting no on things. Sometimes you do got to be the only guy to vote no. I get that.
Right.
But Mike Lee is always that guy. And even on things that really make a lot of sense, like, you know, last year there was a vote on a water infrastructure bill. And Mike Lee, who represents the second driest in the state in the union that's experiencing a mega drought, voted against it. There were a lot of conservative senators who voted for it, but not him. He and Ted Cruz voted against it. And that's just the kind of thing. So I'm going to use the influence that we will have positioned between the parties to be in the room where it happens, to hold the principle, yes,
but find
common ground to solve problems. And that's, I've been saying that throughout the campaign. That's the way we do things on a good day here in Utah. We have that kind of leadership, and it's rooted deeply in our culture and in our history as a state. But you see it reflected by Senator Romney's leadership and by the leadership of a certain group of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, and I will be part of that group.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
All right, America, you asked for it. Or maybe you didn't. But either way, we have to talk. You're just in kind of a crazy place right now, Mr. and Mrs. USA. So we're going to sit down a couple of times a week and work it out between us. The way Americans do. On a podcast. Hosted by Beowulf Rocklin. Weird name. Weird news. Weird politics. Weird country. Facepalm America. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.